This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, where we once were in New Orleans for many, many years, and now we're up here in Walker, Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. So I'm happy to be with you folks, and we're bringing you these studies, have been for several weeks now, on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, or the faith chapter, and we're looking at the faith of Moses, beginning there with the 24th verse. And or we can read that 23rd verse. That was our lesson in our last time. The faith of the parents of Moses. We looked at that quite extensively. I asked you to come on Trailblazer Mornings with your Bibles. Let's learn more about God's Word. We don't know much, do we? The old Trailblazer don't know much. Then I asked you folks, if you have children who are able to hear, and let me just cause my attention to that. If you have a computer, you go there and look up on your computer there to our broadcast page, and then over on the right-hand side, live listening, and you can hear the Trailblazer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's about 15 messages there posted, and you can pick up some that you maybe missed and some that'll be coming up, and whatever time of day you want to hear them. What a great opportunity that is. Now, let's open our Bible to the 11th chapter of Hebrews and look at that 24th verse. We want you to listen. We want you, children, to study with us if you're able, and that it may make you wise unto salvation, like Timothy when he learned the word. We don't come here with any other purpose except to study God's word, that we may glorify the Lord and know the Lord, partake of his sufferings, and have fellowship with him. Otherwise, it'd be no use for us to be here. We have no axe to grind with anyone. We have folks who take issue with us occasionally, but we have no axe to grind with them. And we just preach Christ. That's all we do, preach Christ, day in and day out. Now, let's read. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Last time we saw that proper child means he was a beautiful child in the Lord or in God's sight. And they weren't afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. We know the story there, how that he was hidden in the bulrushes there in a little boat, a little ark. And Pharaoh's daughter came there to bathe, and they heard the baby crying. They fetched him out of the water. And one of Moses' sisters, probably Miriam, asked the lady, said, "You want me to fetch a nurse for him?" You see, you folk hear me talk about the providence of God, my friend. Oh, what a firm believer I am in the providence of God. So here, we saw providence in action. When they pulled a little ark out of the water, there was this little baby in there, and he was crying, probably was hungry. And this little teenage girl stepped forth and said, "Would you like for me to get one of the Hebrew children, Hebrew women, as a nurse?" And she said, "Sure." Well, who did she go get? She went and got her mother. Oh, Moses' mother. No, I'm telling you, my friend, it's grace to see the providence of God, the mercy of God in action, isn't it? We see it right there. But listen, now we see he was raised there in the courts of Pharaoh. And when he came to years, he refused to be called her son. Oh, listen, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect under the recompense of the reward. Now I asked you, I have folks tell me they want to be saved. Are you esteeming the riches of Christ greater than the lust and pleasures of this world? My friend, I know what we're facing out there in this world. I know that Satan is on the throne, his throne here. He has most of our folks blinded by the God, by him as the God of this world. And the lust and the pleasure and all of the entertainments that's in the world today, along with the total depravity of the human heart, I see those things. And I tell my folks here, it's a miracle when the Lord saved somebody. Did you know it's a miracle when the Lord saved the old Trailblazer? It was, because I was happy as I could be. Now, there's a lot of truth in these three or four verses. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. Can you read it like that? We find that at 40 years of age, Moses, something happened. What was it? He was awakened to the fact that he was a sinner, a lost sinner, and came to know Jehovah God experimentally like his father and mother. And when they had hid him 3 months there in the home, and then in that little ark there in the bulrushes, and when he came to know the Lord as his own Redeemer, Jehovah as his Redeemer, when he did, there were 3 things that took place in his life. And these 3 things take place in the life of every individual when he comes to know the Lord. We're going to look at those. This is not just a character stuck away somewhere in the Bible for us to look at. No. And then we'll say, well, that's in the old Bible time. But I tell you, Satan has pulled the most dastardly trick over our present-day church membership, and the present-day ministry that I've ever witnessed. You go to talking to the average preacher today, or the average deacon or steward or our church officer about the Bible characters and how they lived and how they believed and how they wrought by faith, how their lives were transformed by the Word of God, how Jehovah, their Redeemer, was real to them. And they say, oh, that's the Bible you're talking about. That's in the Old Testament. That's Bible characters. Now listen. Now, brethren, they were written for our example, according to 1 Corinthians 10:11. Go there and read that verse. And what took place in Moses' life here takes place in the life of every individual who ever gets saved. And I stake my eternal destiny on it, my friend. First thing, let's see what those 3 things were. First, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, I want you to just think about that with me a moment. Here he was for all of those first 40 years of his life. He was pampered and petted and raised in the social society there in the courts of Pharaoh. No doubt he was groomed to be the Pharaoh of the future. Had all the perks and all of the things that we need to look at those things, because we have to see what he turned his back on by grace, by faith. He refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter. In other words, I'm sure he had to go to her. And he said, ma'am, you've been a sweet lady to me. You've done everything in this world, but I'm not your son. I'm not your son. I'm one of those Hebrews out there. I'm one of them. In other words, he came to renounce those things that were dearest to him. Have you ever done that, my friend? Every individual does that before he gets saved. He counts them as dung, as the Apostle Paul said. Then, listen to what he did. First he refused, then he chose. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to obey the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, my friend, every individual who comes to know the Lord comes to that place of making the choice. You say, well, I didn't think a sinner could make a choice or make a decision. Yes, sir. You make many decisions before you get saved, my friend. You decide. You decide on the side of truth. One of the greatest things that can ever happen, that you can turn your back upon this world and all of its glory and all of its good, and make a decision in your heart and in your mind. I'm going to trust Christ. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to be saved. And that's a precious thing, my friend. Then, after he chose, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Now, my friend, Egypt was one of the most wealthy, probably the wealthiest nation in the world. And Moses knew all of those things. He had seen the treasures, the gold and the silver and all of those things. But he esteemed the reproach. He esteemed being called one of those fellers and all of that stuff. He esteemed being identified with those who suffered the reproach of the world. They weren't popular. You know what? The old trailblazer often tell you here, we're not very popular. The old trailblazers are not very popular. No, we're not very popular. Not at all. And folks just put up with us. That's all they do. We come here to Walker, started building this chapel and making a church here and meeting here. And in this local area, there must be 15 or 20 Protestant churches. And not one of those pastors have ever come by and said, Pastor Pendarf, we want to welcome you in the community. We want to just welcome you to tell you how proud we are to have someone here preaching the gospel, getting out the gospel. Not one. Not one. You know why? Because they know. They know that we are a peculiar people. We don't have a green-headed frog on our head. No, we don't have bulging eyes. We look just like they do. But they know there's something different about us because we preach Christ. We preach Christ. We refute error. And we don't have an axe to grind with those folks. We love them. We care for them. We pray for them. But they just have not seen fit to have fellowship with the old trailblazer. I have friends all over the world, my friend, but not here in our local community, not Christian friends, no. Not except that little flock that the Lord has given us right here. And they love us and love me and family, and they care for us. And they, but Moses had to give all that up. He was a very popular man, 40 years old. He was right in the prime of life. 40 years old, learned in everything he could learn, and he had to esteem the reproach of Christ. Now, he didn't just walk out and if everything was forgotten. No, he suffered the reproach of Christ, like those early day apostles and disciples who, like Peter, when he was there warming himself by the fire, that little maid said, "He's one of them. He's one of them." No, but my friend, listen. No telling what they said about Moses, is it? No, but he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater by faith than the riches of heaven. Oh, listen, you see those statements that Moses' whole life was shaped by faith in the invisible God based on his covenant and his promises. That faith was based upon the word of God. And I tell you, Moses never saw a vision or a dream. No, he had the word of God. His father and mother taught him the word of God. His mother nursed him until he was time to be weaned there. No doubt that took care of him for months and maybe even years. But the truth was drilled into his heart by faith. And that's what we're studying, the faith of God's elect. Has the Lord given you faith to believe? Oh, my friend, the first scripture says we are saved by faith through grace. And that's what it is, all of grace, my friend, all of grace. Old Trailblazer has nothing to boast of except the grace of God. And it's good to be with you folks, and we're just getting started good when our time runs out. But I want to mention that you can go there to our website, radiomissions.org, and look us up. You find out much information about the Old Trailblazer. And also I want to remind you that we'll send you a packet of Pastor Shelton's tracts that you could give out in the hospital and the jail. Many folks are doing that now, and you old trucker, stop at the Wayside Park or in the break room and give them out or leave them there in the break room. But remember the Old Trailblazer's address, Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thanks for God.